Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we seek to be with and like Jesus. Your host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of the podcast, we will be going verse by verse through the Old Testament book of Jonah and talk about what it looks like to love those who we are struggling to like. We will see how this book points to Jesus as we begin to talk with Jesus in the morning and continue to walk with Jesus throughout the rest of the day.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Together on Mission podcast. This is Travis, and it's Wednesday morning. Happy Wednesday morning. You can turn in your Bibles to the book of Jonah, chapter 1, because in this season of the podcast, we are going through every chapter and every verse and every word in the book of Jonah, which is not, you know, an incredible feat because Jonah's a pretty short book, but I'm excited about what the Spirit of God wants to say to us in the midst of this Old Testament prophet. And so we're going to start the morning with a little bit of scripture and then prayer and meditation and talking with Jesus. And then we're going to continue to talk with Jesus throughout the day because that's what friends that are friends of Jesus do. So the title of the podcast this morning is, Can We Run Really? Can we run? And I guess that's the question for this morning too. Can we run from God's plan for our lives? Can we ultimately run from what it is that God has planned for our lives? And I know I'm opening up one of the biggest questions in the history of the church. And in fact, as I'm thinking about it right now, I don't think there's a bigger, more difficult question in the history of the church. I don't think that there's another question where more ink has been spilt than this question. Can we ultimately run from what God has for our lives? And I'm wondering, what do you think? What do you think? Can we ultimately run from what God has called us to and what God has planned for us? And you might think, well, wait a minute, Travis, you normally start the podcast out with such a practical question. This seems so theological. It certainly seems more theological than practical, but honestly, I think that this is very, very practical because, you know, depending on how we answer this question, you know, that will determine how we choose to respond in many, many situations, whether we choose to run or not, whether we choose to be obedient to God or not. So I think underneath the very practical, am I going to do it or not? Am I going to say yes to God or not? Is this more theological question of can we ultimately run from what it is that God has called us to and shaped us for? So think about it in the context of how we treat our spouse every day, or how we parent our children, or how we spend and what we do with money, or our vocation, you know, or whether we're going to do this or that, or whether we're going to, you know, respond to something that God has called us to. Can we ultimately run from what God has created us for and called us to? And again, I think this question is very, very practical because it's going to determine how we respond to what God is calling us to do right now and tomorrow. And the next day. And so we've been in Jonah chapter 1. We're going to be in Jonah chapter 1 today, and then tomorrow and next week we're going to move on to chapter 2. So in Jonah chapter 1, we know the story. God has called Jonah to go to Nineveh, and Jonah runs the opposite direction. So in verse 3 in chapter 1, but Jonah ran away from the Lord and headed for Tarshish. You know, he went down to Joppa where he found a ship and he boarded, and after paying the fare, he went aboard and he fled from the Lord by going to Tarshish. But then notice what happens in verse 4. The Lord sends this great wind onto the sea. The Lord does this. And it's such a violent storm that the ship that Jonah boarded is about to break up. Right? And then the sailors get scared and so forth. And then down in verse 7, the sailors said to each other, you know, come, let us cast lots and find out who's responsible for this calamity and this, you know, this ancient practice. The lots are cast and, you know, Jonah's name comes up. And so they bring him, you know, to the main deck of the boat. They're like, what's going on? And he admits, you know, it's the one true and living God. And in verse 11, it says that the sea was getting rougher and rougher. So they asked Jonah, well, what should we do to you to make the sea calm down for us? In verse 12, Jonah says, oh man, just pick me up and throw me into the sea and it will become calm. I know this is my fault that this great storm has come upon you. And then what we haven't yet read, but we'll get to next week, is, you know, Jonah gets thrown into the sea, and then this great fish comes and swallows him. And I'm getting way ahead of myself now, but Jonah and God have this kind of come to God moment in the belly of the fish. Anyway, that's for next week. But the story's pretty clear. Jonah's called to go to Nineveh. He tries to run, right? Does he really run ultimately? Can he really run ultimately? He tries to run, but as we're going to see, you know, as this story progresses, he ends up in Nineveh, which is exactly where God called him to go. Whether he likes it or not, he ends up in Nineveh, and we're going to find out in chapter 4 that he doesn't really like it a lot, that he is in Nineveh, but he goes. So, you know, the question presses, how far can we really get? Can we really run from God's plan for our life? And of course, obviously, we can look like we're running. We can even maybe convince ourselves and convince others that we're running. We might even think that we're running sometimes, but are we actually doing differently than what God has called us to do? And some of us, of course, are going to push back, and rightly so. I would push back. Well, we have free will. You know, we can do whatever we want. Okay, but in this story, is Jonah just able to do whatever he wants? Is he able to just go and make a new life for himself in Tarshish? I mean, does he have, you know, in quotes, free will? Because others of us would push back and say, well, wait a minute, God is sovereign. He's going to have what he wants. He's going to have what he planned. He's a sovereign God of the universe, which ironically, when the sailors say to Jonah, hey, what's going on here? Jonah says, well, I worship the one true and living God, the one that made the land, the one that made the sea, the one that made the heavens and the earth and everything else. So there's a tension here, free will and sovereignty. And again, this is one of the oldest, most debated questions in all of church history. Can we ultimately run from what God has called us to? Can you ultimately run from what God has called you to? We need to think about that. And one of the things that comes to my mind right away is that if we could ultimately run from what God has for us, there wouldn't be a book called Jonah. Because God would be like, okay, well, Jonah ran to Tarshish, so hey, you know, Nahum or Micah or Zephaniah or Haggai or whatever the next prophet would be, go to Nineveh, because Jonah wouldn't do it. So can Jonah ultimately run? Can you ultimately run? And let's make this, you know, very practical. Let's say we can't ultimately run from God's call on our life, whatever that call might be. If that's the case, then very practically, we might as well just respond and do what God's called us to do, whether it's go to Nineveh or whatever God is calling us to do. We might as well just say yes. We might as well just be obedient. We might as well just repent. We might as well just own that to our spouse or parent our kids that way. We might as well choose the integrity God's calling us to at work. We might as well just obey God in the way that is just really, really, really difficult to obey God right now, if we can't ultimately run from God's will for our life. Now, I certainly think, and I'm sure you would agree, you know, maybe we can't ultimately run, but we can go the long way, right? Or the short way. We can, you know, do this the easy way, right? Follow God the easy way, or we have to, you know, choose the hard way. So maybe Jonah chose the long way. Maybe he chose, you know, the hard way. And maybe right now I am choosing the hard way or the long way. Maybe we get to choose how quickly we can respond to God's call. I don't know where I land on this one. I think it's a good thing to think about, and I think it's a good thing to kind of wrestle to the ground. You know, God is sovereign, and he will have his way. And sometimes we respond to God's call slowly, and sometimes we go kicking and screaming, but it seems as we take a look at the first chapter of the book of Jonah that Jonah is going to do what God has called him to do. He is going to do what he's been shaped to do. So let's make it very practical. Let's expect that God is going to have his way, and let's go to Nineveh directly. And if we're running, like some of us are doing right now, let's stop running and let's just go to Nineveh, because that's what God has called us to do. And maybe we can't ultimately run from what God has planned, you know, for our lives. So let's just think before we close, you know, about our marriage, about parenting and what God's called us to do at home, you know, with the family. Let's think about our moral life, you know, what we do when we're alone. Let's think about what we do with the money that's placed in God's hands, with our vocation. Let's think about, you know, the vision that God's placed in our heart, what he's called us to do in this season, you know, maybe in the next season. And I don't think there's any question that God has our best in mind. So let's just say yes. Let's not go the long way. Let's not do this the hard way if perhaps we can't ultimately run from what God has indeed called us to. Then let's just say yes. Let's say yes this morning. And today I just want to call us to pray what many, many saints throughout the history of the church have called the prayer of yes. Yes, Lord. I'm sorry for running. I'm sorry for, you know, trying to get out of what you've so clearly called me to. I repent. Yes, today I give you a yes. I give you a new yes. So let's pray that prayer of yes today, and let's just keep praying that prayer throughout the rest of the day as we walk with Jesus, as we talk with Jesus, and as we do, maybe even reluctantly, what it is that God, the sovereign God of history and the sovereign God of our lives, has called us indeed to do. We'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Together on Mission podcast. We hope you were blessed and encouraged by it today. If you had any questions about the Inland Vineyard Church, our ministries, or our Sunday services, feel free to connect with us on social media platforms like Facebook and Instagram, or check out our website at inlandvineyard.org.